Hello, and welcome to episode 12 of Nintendo for the 6th of May, 2006. I'm Ben.
I'm Matt.
I'm Tom.
I'm Rob.
And this is the best Nintendo podcast with news and reviews delivered straight to your hard drive. And here's Matt with the news.
Okay, so news on the lead up to E3. A lot of people, when the name Wii first came out, they said that it was not the official name because, you know, there's no trademark for it. And that is just stupid. Because there was a trademark on it, which now has been found. It was registered on the 27th of April, and they've pretty much covered everything. Any item that you can think of, they can now put the name Wii on. A couple of other things as well, some good stuff. Rumble Pack is now free with Metro Prime Hunters, but that's only for America for the time being. I know we have a couple of American listeners, well, actually quite a lot. So for American listeners that haven't picked up Metroid yet, you now get a free Rumble Pack with it. No word on Europe yet, though. E3, it's in 3 days, which is excitingly close. So, you know, 3 days' time from now, which is Saturday the 6th of May, we'll know everything. So, that's fantastic. Onom 4 is out on Thursday. Definitely one that you can't miss. Loads of cool stuff about the Revolution and probably things about E3 and
Matt,
Revolution games.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Wii, not the Revolution.
That's exactly what I meant. So Onom 4 is out on Thursday. That's in the UK. The DS Lite has been priced and, you know, got the release date. So it's coming out the 11th of June, and I think it's $149, somewhere like that. That's in America, 11th of June, release date for America. For Meteos fans, there's going to be a sequel of it. Quite unexpected. It's a Disney one. It's called Meteos Disney Edition. Sounds a bit strange, really, but if you haven't picked up Meteos yet and you're a Disney fan, well, then it'll be a perfect game for you. Now, one last thing, which is quite interesting. There was a rumour on some forums on the internet that Nintendo has already stockpiled release versions of the Wii in warehouses to be released very soon. They're basically just waiting for Sony to announce when they're going to release the PS3. What the story goes like this. There's some guy that claims to work at Best Buy in America, and he does the games and media. He sees a Nintendo representative, you know, once a month or something, and she let it slip that they'd already stockpiled the Wii for release. So interesting that we have no official word apart from the forum post. So obviously, in 3 days' time, we'll know if any of that's true.
Oh.
But it's a very interesting rumour.
Can I chip something in there?
You can indeed.
Well, I go on a blog to get all my Wii news and etc.
As do
and
I.
Yep, and there was a post about some Nintendo rep who they trusted had leaked something to them. And it was there was a few things, but I can't remember them all, but all they said was that the Wii was coming in September. Mm-hmm. Or, no, it said September will be a revolutionary month. And it's disappeared from his blog, so I'm wondering if he was silenced. So
that is very suspect. If it's disappeared, then it's likely that he's been sent something from Nintendo.
So if it's true, you heard it here before E3.
Uh-huh. Awesome. And also my birthday's in September, so that like owns. So that's the news.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Like one major announcement this week, for anyone who goes on our forums, Tom has banned everyone, including himself, off of the forums.
Sorry.
in an attempt to ban Nikolai.
Yes, all laugh at him. Do not blame me, Ben.
Send all flaming mail to nintendotalk@gmail.com.
We'll spell that out at the end of the show.
Okay, but a good thing is we have got a new forum set up, because for some strange reason, not even Rob could access it, and he's a higher rank than Tom, so everyone got banned. So we've had to have a new forum set up, and by the time you're hearing this, the link will be on the Podomatic website.
Yeah, so just click
so
on the...
that's the basically...
We'll also be looking for moderators for this one as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Recruiting moderators.
My other announcement was, but Matt's already said it, E3 is in 3 days.
Woohoo!
So, yep. On to our main topic this week, and we're going to be discussing... Robert's just had to go for his food.
Ah, okay.
They'll be back in 15 minutes.
Cool.
So we're going to discuss the games that are out, well, the other half of the games that we didn't discuss last week that are going to be released at E3.
Yeah, that we're going to see at E3.
Going to be shown at E3.
Yeah.
So, Matt, Tom, do you want to start that off?
I'll start us off. Okay, we've got, for the Revolution, of course, all these games, I mean the Wii, we have Super Smash Bros. Online. Take it away, Ben.
Great. Yeah. It's been cut off.
Okay. We're just having a little technical difficulty with Tom, but we'll have him back in a few minutes. So,
we're hopefully
getting back, because he's going to start.
What was he saying? Something about Super Smash Bros. Online?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, so I'll read out the list. Okay. These are the games that we didn't cover last episode. They are Super Smash Bros. Online, Nintendo Talent Studio.
Which is a bit like Paint on your computer.
Oh, we've got you back, that's good. Sonic Revolution, looking forward to that. Scatto Golf Pangea Revolution, interesting. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, Disney's Cars, Red Steel, everyone's looking forward to
That'll be good.
And Rayman 4 for Rayman fans.
Yay.
So, Tom, start us off.
Super Smash Bros. Online. Let's go there first.
Okay.
Oh,
yes. Super Smash Bros. By the way, that's a working title. That's not...
Yeah,
and Matt, have you even played on Super Smash Bros.?
Eh? Yes.
But you haven't got a GameCube.
Yes. Doesn't mean I've not played on it, does it?
So you played on it at your friends or something then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Super Smash Bros. Is just one of the best multiplayer games ever invented.
Yeah, and the fact that it'll be online.
That's, like, probably the best thing you can have online. That'll just be so cool. And I think, hopefully, they'll get it out as a launch game, maybe?
Yeah.
That'll probably be one of the first games.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. Can you just imagine yourself flicking your controller to dart across the screen? Ooh. And probably, like, if you're in the air, by flipping it up and then crashing it down to do a body slam on someone or something.
Yeah, but that all seems just too complicated. I'd rather press A to jump.
No, it'll be simple.
Nintendo are revolutionising the way games work. It will work.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, next one?
No. We've got some more to say about Super Smash Brothers.
What characters are you?
I remember...
Characters.
Yeah, I remember. We were talking about this early on. And Ben saying that he wanted the Animal Crossing boy and girl and stuff. And
oh, yeah, that'd be funny.
That my ideas are amazing. I've got loads. There's, like, the Animal Crossing boy and girl, and they work like the ice climbers with, the different tools as weapons and stuff. And you've got the Nintendog's bone, and you throw it, and a stampede of Nintendogs runs across the screen.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
It just wipes everything off. It's, like, the best item in the game.
No, the hammer.
Yeah, but the hammer's hard because once you pick it up, you're always hitting and you... Nice solo there by Tom.
Yep.
I just hope they do bring some of the more modern... Oh, and all the hunters, that would be so cool.
Yeah, all the hunters, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, we need everything, like every Nintendo game, like everything. In it, because that would be so cool, like all these unlockable characters and stuff. And also, hopefully, this is going to be shown at E3
Yeah, hopefully it is being shown.
Hopefully you get like quite a lot of playability.
I've only just realised that at E3 we're going to see the Revolution's graphics.
Yeah.
Actually moving.
It's rumoured that they'll be as good as the Xbox 360s, but they won't be chasing the PS3 in graphics range.
No, but I've read that the developer has said that you probably won't be able to tell the PS3 graphics from the Xbox 360 graphics. We won't start going onto these consoles.
No, because Matt might say something he regrets.
Yeah. Moving on to Nintendo Talent Studio. Has anything been said about it?
All I've heard is that it's just like Mario Paint.
I think Tom's lagging quite a lot.
Yeah. I've heard. Hello.
Have we got you back?
Yeah. I've heard it's like Mario Paint.
Tom... For all our listeners, Tom's just completely lagging out.
Can you hear me now?
So we'll talk about this. I don't think anything's been said about this. Apart from we've got the name.
Hello?
Oh, there he goes again.
Mario Paint.
Yep, I'm here.
I think he's going to say Mario Paint.
Mario Paint.
Okay.
Mario Paint.
Mario Paint.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting that, because there's also going to be that Bob Ross game.
You know, I'm Googling Mario Paint now.
So hopefully, yeah, that's a NES game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was from the SNES. It was for the SNES.
And it came with a mouse.
It did.
Yeah.
That is the most pointless thing I've ever...
Yeah, I think basically they because it's called Nintendo Talent Studio, not Nintendo Studio or Paint Studio... or artist studio, they should actually make it so it has like some other things as well, not just painting.
Yeah, maybe if it came with an addition, so you plug like a microphone addition on the other end, and you could have face off on Wi-Fi against other people.
Yeah, or if you had some sort of
what like singing Linky like, come to town
as well. Yeah,
I'm singing that at the end of the show, by the way.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Everyone's really looking forward to it.
Don't. Come on, it'll be funny. And if you don't laugh, don't laugh at me singing, but laugh at the fact that, it'll be good.
Okay.
Don't miss it.
So, I think that it won't make an amazing appearance at E3, but they might, like, show it, because they want to show that everything that the Wii can do.
I think they could go for a Photoshop approach, you know, with different brushes and you move the controller to paint across the screen as if you're painting your TV.
And because it's got USB, two USB ports on it, you could get like they could bring out a Nintendo memory stick sort of thing. You stuck it into your computer, put photos on the memory stick,
and then
took them over to the Wii to edit.
Or like you could. They announce a computer to Wii Wi-Fi interface where you can like download, you can access on the Wii your computer network and like transfer photos to the Wii and stuff.
That'd be so cool.
That'd be like amazing. Like I think homebrew people will, if they don't bring this out like with the Wii, will hack the Wii and the Wi-Fi. So you can control your computer just sitting on your couch looking at the TV and using the Wiimote.
Yeah, and the thing is, because it'll be just like one of them geometric or gyrometric... the mouses that you can just pick up and click about.
Yeah.
Which will be really cool.
Awesome. So, that's cool.
Moving on, we've got Sega.
So, Sega
are bringing out Sonic Revolution.
Yes, I'm going to probably be getting that.
Yeah, but will it be the 3D ones or the 2D ones?
Oh, good.
You know where you move the
I don't like the 3D ones.
You know where you run around the screen.
You don't like the 2D ones?
No, I don't like the 3D ones.
Oh, right.
You know where you run around the loop-the-loops?
Yeah.
I can just see myself doing that with the Revolution controller, like swinging your arm.
Yeah.
I'll shout "Wee" as I like go around the loop. Wee.
That probably unlocks cheats.
They've got to make a Sonic sound effect where when he goes around the loop, it's like "Wee."
No. It's like that Firefox advert.
Yes, that's hilarious.
Oh no, the Wee version of that is so funny.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's very good. It only happens once. It's like
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll post that on the forums if anyone's confused. Someone
yeah.
remind me.
Yeah, sorry for deleting the forums again.
Yeah, so I think this will work really well with Wiimote. Like, because it's just a side-scroller platform, you just, to go from one side to the other, you just move your hand to the right or move your hand to the left and flick it to jump and, like, get stuff. And as I'm speaking, I'm, like, doing the motions and I can just imagine playing it. And you'll have, like,
Matt,
A to, like, do stuff, yeah?
Matt, is the official name for the Wii Remote Wiimote?
No, in fact,
it sounds like a person with a speech difficulty.
No,
Wiimote.
No, it's Wiimote. Actually just a fan term. It's not the official name. The official name's a freehand controller.
Something just sprung to mind.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ross, if he tried to say rank, he'd say...
okay.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's our next game?
It is from Tecmo. Have you guys honestly heard of Tecmo?
I'm gonna Google them. I'll Google them for you.
I've not heard of Tecmo before.
I've played a few games of Tecmo. This golf game apparently is meant to be very good.
Yeah, and I can imagine it on the Revolution, the Wii as well. Like, you hold the freehand controller, and it's pointing at the ground, and you do a golf stroke.
That's
so cool.
Their sight was...
I swear that's the coolest thing ever.
What?
Their sight was what?
Oh, their sight was full of music, so I had to close it. Because I couldn't hear what you guys were saying.
Huh. Oh, okay.
So we'll put that in episode 12.5.
Yeah, can't you just imagine holding, like, the Wiimote, like a... a golf club, and then you just whack, swing it back and whack.
Yeah, but the thing is, knowing Nintendo, they'll bring out an add-on, and then you'll be swinging it around, bang
straight through
the TV.
No way, they wouldn't. They wouldn't do that. That'd be rubbish. We don't want that. I think a golf game would be really cool. I think a lot of sports games are going to work really well.
Hockey, baseball, rounders, cricket.
Yeah, cricket.
Tennis.
Would be cool.
Tennis.
Any racket sports.
Yeah. That's so I think I might get a golf game because I don't usually buy golf games because I just don't see the point. But on
I don't usually buy sports games at all.
No,
they
neither
just
do
bore
I.
Me.
Yeah. But I mean this would be really, really cool.
I like SSX.
I mean, the thing
SSX
is
SSX
I'd rather
good.
Buy like a Mario golf game.
SSX are good.
Yeah, but that's sort of it's not really a sports game, it's more like a basketball, I mean football and all.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
You know, I buy racing games because they're
fine,
already.
Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm.
So what's his next game?
That's awesome. It's from Square Enix.
Final Fantasy, Crystal Chronicles.
It is
an amazing game, and that's going to be ace on the Revolution.
Yeah. I'm not a Final Fantasy fan. But yeah, so I don't have much to say about this one because I'm not a huge fan of the series.
The reason they've done this is because with the GameCube, the Game Boy Advance could connect to it and you could play like multiplayer with the Game Boy Advance and the GameCube. I've lost my words. You know, there was like a map on the Game Boy Advance screen and you used it like a controller and it were a bit pointless, but
yeah.
It was still fun. But with the DS, because there's no, you don't have to buy extra wires and stuff, it makes it a lot more, accessible and easy to use. So, yeah. I think that's the reason they've brought it out.
Yeah. I think it's going to be cool, especially for Final Fantasy fans.
So, Tom,
which
do you
I'm
have
not
anything to say about that?
I've played a demo of one of them, and I wasn't too interested, but... It's like the fighting's a bit boring, you know, like what is it, like turn based?
No, but that Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles isn't turn based.
Ah, well then maybe I'll have a look.
I am returned.
It's really it's live.
Oh, and hello, Rob. We're just talking about Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy,
Crystal
okay.
Crystal Chronicles for the Wii.
Okay, it'd be good if it was online.
Got anything to say? Yeah.
It probably will be. Because the multiplayer aspect.
I think it could be done like Ragnarok. of World of Warcraft?
No. No.
World of Warcraft subscription it like fees. That. Oh, don't make me go there.
No, because it wouldn't. It's not that type of game. They've brought out an online Final Fantasy for the Xbox 360. So
guys,
why would they bring it one out for the Revolution? What?
Yeah.
Do you think they're
the Revolution? The Wii is the Wii. So I think a lot of games will be online because it's Wii. So that's a huge focus for the console.
But do you think that we might have to pay subscription fees for some games?
No.
If we do,
I won't be buying the game.
No, I think we will do.
I doubt Nintendo will. But if EA and that are doing
Nintendo
it, I just won't even
do that to
buy the game.
Yeah, no, I won't either. I'm not going to pay subscription fees. Because you pay 30, 40, 45 for the game.
Oh yeah, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What do you think we'll be paying for Revolution Games?
Revolution
I'd say
games.
About £40.
When they first
probably
come
40
out?
Quid.
40.
I hope no more than 40. N64 games used to be 50. N64 games used to be 50 quid.
So are Xbox 360 games. Xbox games soon went down. Because when they were first released, they were 50
quid. Why do you want
quid.
It to be more expensive?
I don't.
Tom does.
I don't.
No, he said he hopes they aren't.
Oh. He said I hope they're more than 40.
And I said I hope they're not more than 40.
Right. Yeah, I don't think they will be. But
anyway.
It will come down in price.
Let's move on.
Cool.
THQ, who I think are pretty well known. I think I've heard of them.
Yep. They're
Disney's
cool.
Cars.
Oh.
Let's just not even talk about that.
Let's get off the child.
Yeah. Say about it.
Disney's Cars is going to be terrible.
As Tom says, we won't go there.
No, yep. The only thing I can say about it is they might bring out a steering wheel add-on for the Revolution controller.
I don't want those add-ons because you don't have to have a steering wheel add-on. And
well, yeah, but you do, in a way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And you should
no,
hold it with both hands and go left, right.
If the nunchuck is motion sensitive like the Wiimote, you just hold one in one hand, one in the other, and move them like a driving wheel. Steering wheel.
Okay,
so
what's this next
game? We'll move swiftly
on to THQ making a SpongeBob SquarePants one as well.
Very likely. Yes, they are. I think it's called Return from.
They are making
Dusty
one.
Crab
it's confirmed.
Something. Yeah. So
it's just not on my list because my list
yeah.
is old.
Yeah. So moving on to probably the best game.
Woohoo!
That's a Ubisoft game. So we've already seen
the best
game
is gonna be Super Smash Brothers.
The best third-party game.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay. Third-party game. Of course, all the Nintendo games are going to be the best. So, Red Steel, we've already seen some scans, which we weren't supposed to see, and it looks really, really good.
It looks
I'm
good
gonna be buying it.
Because the pictures that are on the internet are screens of a magazine, and the magazine pictures aren't the best quality, and scanning them would half the quality of the magazine. So, it can only be better.
It depends
and
what
also,
you've got.
Also, can I just say, you know when you see the screenshots in the magazines and they look rubbish?
On the DS.
Not just the DS and stuff. Like, other games as well, because I remember Ben saying the graphics of Twilight Princess look rubbish.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they look really grainy.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But in the magazine, they look a bit blocky, even though they are, like, going to be amazing. So, in this magazine that we saw, if those are actual in-game screens, they look really good. So when it's actually going to be motion, it's going to look amazing.
Yeah, but the thing is, we don't actually know if they're in-game screens yet. They could just be pre-rendered movies, you know.
Yeah, my guess is they're probably not in-game.
Yeah.
But they might be because they're only screenshots.
Yeah, they're just like...
If it was a full movie, then you could doubt it. But since they're only screenshots, they might be in-game.
Yeah.
We'll just have to wait.
Yeah, sure.
So,
and the last
what's
game.
Final game?
Rayman 4.
Again by Ubisoft. Rayman 4.
I don't like the 3D Raymans at all.
No, I'm not a fan of Rayman games.
Me neither.
Well, I love the 2D ones. Like the side-scrolling.
The 3D ones are a bit strange, because they bought out one for the DS, but it was a release date game, and it really never took off.
No.
It was just like... Rayman. Great. But
I suppose, yeah.
If it's a decent length, then you know, I think it's pretty cool.
I could never be too interested in it, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't have that many DS games, to be honest.
Neither do I. I have
what, 15?
I have loads.
Yeah, but you don't... Yeah. I mean... Yeah, but you don't have to buy them. You just, you know, get them sent you, don't you? So.
From Steve.
Mega lucky. Haha, all you people who suffer with hardly any DS games. I have lots of DS games, and I will. Okie dokie. Is that wrapping it up, or are we going to talk about...
Let's talk about some more stuff. Okay, what price we're going to see for the Wii?
Are we going to talk about more games?
This show seems to be a bit empty.
Well, it's because there's
nothing.
No,
this show's awesome.
This show's going to be good. I'm picking it up from here. Okay, we're going to talk about Twilight Princess, prices for everything, what the Wii's going to come with, bundle packs. Take it away, Matt.
I can't make it too long.
Okay, okay, I think, okay, this is spur of the moment idea. Okay, we're going to take bets on the price, okay? Okay, not actually like money and stuff, but just like the prize is glory, okay? So it's just among the staff. By the way, this is you know, all of our main hosts recording, which is cool because we don't like usually have all our hosts for one reason or another, but we have this
we
week,
had it last
which
week
is amazing,
and no so, guests, just all the
we're taking crew. Bets on the price. My bet.
Is this just for the console itself or bundle?
Pounds. It is for merely the console itself.
Not even a controller with it?
Okay. My...
Two controllers.
Including the controller. Including a controller.
Yeah, the basic pack. The basic thing that you buy. Okay?
Well, it has a controller with it.
My guess is $189.99. Pounds, GBP, that is.
Okay, me, can I go?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm recording these.
For the Wii,
mm-hmm.
and one controller,
mm-hmm.
and possibly one game, possibly, £150.
Okay. No way.
You can't say no way, we don't know.
Okay,
possibly a game.
Everyone is speculating $200.
Everyone's speculating
£200.
Remember, we are guessing what if they announce at E3, the Wii is going to be $200, and then you work that out on like XE.com, and it's 100.
Normally, they'll just change the dollar sign to a pound sign.
Yeah, because they're ripping software.
We will only see who wins once they announce the UK price. Okay, so this is the UK price.
Oh yeah, because they always bump it up by like 20, 30, yeah. 40 quid, 50 yeah. quid even sometimes.
So is your guess to remain at 150?
Yes, around 150.
Okay.
My guess, the Revolution, the Wii console and two controllers, I reckon at about £199.97.
Okay.
Well, good. I reckon... For the Wii and two controllers, £200.
£200.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, there you have it. That's what we think the Wii will be. That's what we
and
think.
And of course,
Wii
post on
be.
The new forums before E3 and tell us what you think
yep.
it will be.
In the official E3 forums.
Mm. Fantastic.
Yeah, the new forums.
So,
Tom, I'm just going to say something. Every time. Right, we mentioned the forums now. You have to apologise.
Yeah, okay. I'm very sorry for ruining your post count and the forums. But we were just trying to get rid of an annoying person. But we
I had so many posts, I swear.
So? They're just posts.
It's awfully annoying.
It don't really matter.
Matt, you can just bump up your post count
anyway.
As an admin.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, we'll refund your posts.
That.
We will refund
ask
your
us
posts.
As we can remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, we'll give everyone 100.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Cool. So, what... Is there anything else to say? Or are we going to wrap this up now?
No. Twilight Princess.
No, let's wrap it up.
Twilight Princess.
Because the segments take, like, 20, 25 minutes. We've got Matt's review. We're already at 30 minutes.
Okay. All right. So that is our main segment for this
Twilight
week.
Princess is
we know.
Amazing.
And obviously. Now we are moving on to a review.
Yes, so, and what review is it this week?
It is Lost Magic.
So, here we go, voice. An exclusive review to the UK, because Matt didn't have an exclusive one this week. Lost Magic, the new Wi-Fi game out for the DS. Take it away, Matt.
Okay, so I didn't know about this until recently, and really, it's a game that hasn't been publicised much. Well, certainly as much as it should have. I mean, there's not many Wi-Fi games out yet, is there? And, you know, you would have thought that more people would know about this game. But anyway, I think it's made by Taito, is that right? Yes, I think it is. Yep, it's made by Taito, quite a reputable game developer. It is out actually in Europe, but you know, as I just said, not many people know about it. It's not actually an RPG. It's more of a real-time strategy game, sort of a bit like Advance Wars and sort of Pokemon and all those other games sort of wrapped up in one. It's quite cool how you like do the spells and the magic. You have to draw symbols. You have this list of symbols, and you have to draw the different symbols, like to cast spells. I think that's pretty cool because I don't think we've really seen that in a game yet. You have to do it like as quick as you can, as accurate as you can, to like get the best power in your attack.
Matt,
yeah,
we have saw that in one game, Castlevania: Dawn of Sorrow.
Oh yeah, that was it. I was trying to think. That's the seals, isn't it? Yeah. There was something in my mind. I thought, what is it? But I couldn't remember, so I thought I'd just say we haven't really seen it. But it is in Castlevania: Dawn of Sorrow. You have to draw those seals. It's a bit weird, but yeah. So I think that was quite a like cool little thing. It sort of has Pokemon-ish sort of elements, like all the monsters and stuff. It works pretty well. I think it's in terms of gameplay, it's a pretty good game, you know, wholesome. It has quite a lot of stuff. It, as I said, it is a real-time strategy game with also hints of sort of Advance Wars in it, like moving units and things like that, with a stylus. You sort of you circle your unit you want to use and just like move it somewhere else. So, you know, there's quite a lot of strategy as well in it. Obviously, there's Wi-Fi connection, which is cool. A lot of people love playing online, and of course, with the Wii, that will be a huge thing. So, yeah, the Wi-Fi isn't bad. If you're a fan of these sort of games, then yeah, it's pretty fun. It's good you can just sort of sit down and battle people on Wi-Fi for a bit. The game does have the bad points as well. You have to really be a fan of these sort of games to enjoy it. And there's also other parts of it that seem like they were rushed out or maybe even could have been sort of on a GBA.
But, Matt,
yeah?
You said that you'd have to really enjoy these type of games to, like, play it sort of thing.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't buy it if you didn't really want to.
Yeah, I suppose so. So, you know, if you're a fan of Pokemon games and, you know, I think it's a pretty one for you to get. I'll move on to rating it now, starting off with presentation. As I said, it's not incredible, and you know it could be on the GBA in terms of presentation. You know, there's some other games like this on the DS. I can't think of one at the moment. Can anyone think of a game on the DS that could easily be a GBA game? Oh, I know, Elf Bowling 1 and 2.
Oh my God, those were the best games ever.
Yeah, but it could easily be
PC.
a GBA game. Yeah. Anyway, I won't talk about a game like that because it's pretty terrible.
On PC, so, they were amazing.
Yeah. Presentation. I score it
I've just thought of one that's on the DS that could be on the GBA.
What?
Phoenix Wright.
Really? I haven't played that one.
The first Pokemon four Link. Missions. The first four missions were taken from the Japanese GBA games.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. So, 6.5 presentation. Nothing amazing at all. Graphics. Now, I was expecting before I got this game to... Graphics, you know, some cool little things. But, really nothing amazing. Again, GBA. You know, this could easily be some GBA stuff. I think, really, it could easily be a GBA game.
What's the difference between presentation and graphics?
Presentation is the way that the game is laid out and, you know, the menus and the way that it works, like the level system, and pretty much everything in between. Graphics is just the way that it looks, as in when you're playing the game.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, again, nothing amazing. So, 6 for graphics. I was expecting better. Sound, is cool. Sound is not bad at all. So, you know, I haven't got much to say about it, but, you know, you won't have it on mute. But then again, you won't have it on full. So, 7 for sound. Gameplay, as I said, it's wholesome. So, you know, it's quite fun to do. So, another 7 for gameplay. Replayability? It's quite easy so far from what I've played of it. You know, it's not been too much of a challenge. But, of course, the online, it's like with Metroid, and Ben will agree with me. I don't bother with the single player. I just play on Wi-Fi all the time because it's great. So yeah. I think it'll be, once you beat the single player on this, you'll just go on Wi-Fi quite a lot. But yeah, it's good. So obviously having the Wi-Fi always boosts replayability. So 7.5 for that. Overall, I'd give the game a 7. I was expecting a little bit better, maybe a 7.5, an 8. But yeah, it's a game that if you're a fan of Pokemon, then you should definitely get it. And probably Castlevania fans, maybe. All of those games mixed in, you'll enjoy it. But otherwise, maybe steer clear of this one. So, that's the review.
Thanks for that, Matt.
Okay. Yeah, so... Now we've got just a few more announcements, if I can remember them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've forgot them. Great.
You've seen it live. Matt, Ben has forgotten announcements.
No, I've got this something I wanted to say. But, oh, yeah, I remember. Okay, have we mentioned the on the actual podcast that we have a MySpace now?
No, I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm not sure.
If we haven't, I'm mentioning it now. The podcast has now got a MySpace, and, you know, there's 70 million MySpace users, so that should hopefully get us a few more listeners.
Wow.
At the moment, we've got something
like... It has. I know for a fact that it's got us at least one listener.
We've got 10 friends on the MySpace at the moment, so...
Yeah. With us being, like, half of them.
Yeah.
Apart from me, because I'm, like, not...
Yeah, Matt.
It's good. You're enjoying Matt. It's quite addictive, and I'm thanking Josh Coleman for that because he set it up and he's like running it. So thanks, Josh.
Yeah, he's very cool.
Yeah, he's
Josh.
Cool. On to our weekly segments. First of all, we've got Link's Listener Challenge and now letters. So first, I'll just read out some entries that we've had. First one from Edward Stittle, Ed Stittle, whatever you want to be called. His name's Seward, and he's Link's rival. He competes for Zelda's love throughout the series. Not much information, but he said he might draw us a picture if he can. So that'd be pretty cool. And Paul Milligan has sent in sort of a valid entry. I'm going to mention a few more things at the end as to, you know, why it's only half valid. It's called Sakoma, and he's a friend of Samus Aran. Has control over the elements and can change into a phoenix, betrays Samus at the end of their relationship. Now, you know, this sort of character will be in a Link, you know, a Zelda game, because it's a lot more, you know, fantasy, mythological and all that. You know, if he had a shotgun, then it wouldn't go in a Zelda game, because, you know,
yeah,
Zelda doesn't have shotguns and stuff. So try and make the characters fit the. Yeah, I know. Try and make the characters fit the game that you want to put them in. Don't just put them in a random game. And now we've just got a letter off of someone called Jack Litzinger about, and he wants to merge his podcast and our podcast together. Now, both our podcasts started around February, so we're both on sort of the same timeline. They've got their own forum, 22 members, 10 regular posting members, as well as over 5,000 posts, which is more than ours had. Tom, you've got to apologise.
I am very sorry, and you may send all hate mail to benwalker92@aol.com.
Oh my god. And they've got about 300 subscribers. Now, this is where I raise a point. We have not got 2,500 subscribers. Apparently Podomatic says we have 700. So, and that's true. So, kind of mucked that up. So, anyone thinking we were really, really popular, we're not that popular. We've got, but I suppose compared to his,
what do you mean we're not that popular?
I know, compared to his, we are popular, but we're not as popular as we thought that we were.
Oh well.
So yeah, they're from America, and they have many cool segments such as Odd Game Out and F-Zero TV. So maybe we might be doing that later on, like have the odd podcast where our two shows join up.
Crossover catastrophe.
Yeah, pretty cool. So we'll think about that, Zach.
Share to the email.
Yep. Oh yeah, and just one more thing for the challenge. There's 2 weeks left to get your entries in. Oh, and some more things. I keep forgetting all my stuff.
The winners! We're announcing the winners! Yep, for Link's Listener Challenge. We've got the winners.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll do that in a minute. I've just got some more letters from people. Okay. Well, they're not really letters, they're shout-outs on our thing. So, here we go, if it'll just load. Okay, so our first shout-out is from Michelin Man, a.k.a. Aaron. He says, "Woo, Nintendo rocks. Who needs to buy on and when I can listen to this? This gives me what I need to hear without the millions of pages of stuff I don't want to know about." So, thanks for that, Aaron. And Kiedis, who was on the forums, apologise, Tom.
Tom.
Has Tom been kicked?
I don't know. Oh, no, he's here.
Well, just leave it. It's wasting time. And Kiedis says, "Keep on with the good stuff, guys." And that's all he says. But anyway, that's the end of my segment. So, oh yeah, and now we announce who won. So,
yay.
Okay, in third place, for the prize of 100,000 bells on Animal Crossing, or a chance to be on the show in the near future. Who won third place, Matt?
Paul Milligan.
For his amazing idea with the fists and stuff.
Hello, everyone at Paul Milligan School, because I know a lot of them listen. So, hello, everyone, and Paul won, so in your face, everyone.
And now, second prize, for a prize of 500,000 bells on Animal Crossing, or a chance to come on the show in the near future.
The winner is Nikolai. Yes,
for his,
Nikolai.
Now, I really like this idea. Never mind Nikolai being a complete arse on the forums. yeah, I really liked this idea. He had like something to do with like a thing on your shoulder, so when you actually turn, you turn in the game.
No, it's like on your head or something.
Well, yeah, on your shoulder or on your head, so it makes the game a whole lot more realistic, which is pretty cool, I think.
It'll look kind of weird, but it's a cool idea.
Yep. And okay, so the first prize, now this is such a giveaway, 1 million bells and the entire Mario item set on Animal Crossing Wild World. Or if you don't have that game, then you've got a chance to come on the show in the near future.
The winner of Link's Listener's Challenge is Matt of America.
Dum dum dum!
Yeah! So, shall I explain about his idea?
Yep.
Okay, basically, Matt had this idea that you could buy this thing that kind of clips onto the back of your DS, and he actually sent us a 3D rendered model of what it'd be like, and it was really cool. And it would be like this kind of bar thing that goes into the back of the DS, and it connects to the Wii, and you can download all your virtual console like games onto your DS. So you could play them like whenever you wanted. So that would be so cool to have like all these NES and SNES and N64 games on your DS for on the fly play. So he thought that was just awesome, and he obviously put a lot of work into his entry, during giving us the 3D model and a huge long email. So, congratulations. We need all the winners to contact us via email, so we'll read that out of the show if you at the end of the show if you don't already know it. You need to contact us and tell us if you've got Animal Crossing or not, and arrange to collect your prize.
Yeah, so that's very good. Congratulations to everyone who won and everyone who entered. You know, they're all very good entries. But some were obviously better than others. So now on to Beautiful Joe's bad jokes of the week.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, I'll get straight on to the point. How do you make hot dogs stand?
I don't know. How do you make a hot dog stand?
Steal its chair.
Ugh. That was rubbish.
What's an astronaut's favourite place on the computer?
I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
The space bar. Boom.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Okay, what did one earthquake say to the other?
I don't know, what did one earthquake say to the other earthquake?
It's not my fault.
Boom.
What?
A fault is like...
fault line. Earthquake.
Where earthquakes occur.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Last one. Why did the little boy put lipstick on his head?
I don't know. Why did the little boy put lipstick on his head?
He wanted to make up his mind.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so next we have got... Is it Mario's Memory where we talk about a retro game? Yeah.
Yep,
it is. That? It is.
And today's...
And this week we have got... What is it, Tom?
Today's retro game is... Ocarina of Time.
Cool. Okay, cool. The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Great game. Excellent game.
Released in 1998, it was the first 3D Zelda. It featured a massive field called Hyrule Field, which was like the overworld, where you could walk off to virtually every other bit of the game. You saved Princess Zelda from Ganon's clutches. But you were a child to be a mother, weren't you? You had to collect 3 spiritual stones to open the...
Going to save the Princess Zelda!
Oh, well, let's start the discussion.
Okay. Well, I did not play this, because I didn't...
He doesn't buy...
You haven't played Ocarina of Time.
No, it's because I haven't... No,
you are deprived.
No one understands me.
You can get an emulator off of the internet.
Yeah, shut up. No, because that's illegal.
So?
Ben, we don't talk about things like that on the show.
We don't get legal junkies watching us.
We're still going against it.
You never know. Some people might like Phoenix Wright Attorney.
Why? What's that got to do with anything?
They might fancy themselves as lawyers or whatever. Sorry, that was a very bad attempt at a joke.
Yeah,
I've got Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time with Wind Waker. The special edition thing.
Yeah, I did.
I have it on good. It was good. I love the way in the last temple where you had to go back as a child.
Yeah.
Genius.
To do half of it and then come back when you're an adult to do the other.
It wasn't necessarily the last one, because you could do the Shadow Temple last as well, couldn't you?
Yeah.
There was a bit of optionality about what you did next in that game. Lots of submissions and stuff. Just truly an awesome game. If you do what Ben advises you to do, seriously, get that game. Get it for the GameCube or whatever on eBay. It's just pure amazingness.
Cool.
But I think Twilight Princess...
Wait, especially if it's the true sequel.
Yes, possibly.
To Ocarina of Time.
That. Matt, how can you get Twilight Princess? You haven't got a game.
Revolution.
Well, I know, but you're going to have to wait
But it might
Revolution
be out at the same time.
To come out before you can... Well, yeah.
They are. They're coming out the same day.
Okay, let's just move on.
Same
because
day.
We keep just, like, stopping. Are they?
Yep.
Yeah, but on Amazon...
Since when?
From the Amazon. September is the Wii.
Amazon for Zelda Amazon Twilight is Princess wrong. Is August. I'm going for my... I'm sticking with my thing. August Wii. We will be released in August.
Amazon are wrong.
Amazon, we're going to have to wrap it now because Doctor Who is on.
We've still got 20 minutes.
Yeah, so let's just hurry this up. Now, we have the hints and tips
in
from
connection
the land of Hyrule.
Take it away, Mario's memory. Paul asked for some help on The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. He wanted to know how to get the Big Goron Sword. Now, this is quite difficult, so I'll post it on the forums after as well.
Good man, good man.
So, firstly, you need to go to Kakariko Village, and then you need to talk to the lady behind Impa's house, the one that gives you the bottle as a kid for finding all of her cuckoos, or cucos, whatever it is. Talk to her, and she will give you an egg. You then have to play the Sun Song two times so that a whole day will pass and a pocket cuckoo will hatch. Then you have to take it into the house somewhat near the entrance to the village where you will find Talon asleep, the old owner of the ranch. You then use the pocket cuckoo on him to wake him up, a bit like how you woke him up in when you were a child in outside Princess Zelda's castle. Now you go back to the lady and show her the pocket cuckoo. She will take it back and offer you a Kojaro. Of course you want to take it. It's a blue bird, I think. Blue chicken. Now, with the bird, you go to the Lost Woods in the Kokiri Forest. As soon as you walk in, you've got to take the left and you'll find the lady's brother. Show him Kojaro and he will give you the mushroom. Now, you have to do this pretty quick. You have to hurry or the mushroom will spoil and you'll have to try again. I don't think you can warp neither because I think that instantly spoils it. You need to head back to Kakariko Village. You need to make sure it's daytime and head to the potion shop near the entrance to Death Mountain. Leave through the door on the left and enter the house. Give the mushroom to the old lady and she'll give you the odd potion. And then you need to go back to where the pocket cuckoo lady brother was, which was in the Lost Woods. There'll be a Kokiri girl in his place. You need to give her the odd potion and take the poacher's saw. Now, you then leave to Hyrule Field and summon Epona with the Epona song. Ride her to Gerudo Valley. Once you're there, speed up and jump over the gap between the two broken parts of the bridge. On the other side, you give the sword to the man there, and he'll give you the broken Goron sword. You then need to take the broken Goron sword to the top of Death Mountain and show it to Big Goron, who is at the very top of Death Mountain near the entrance to Death Mountain Crater / Great Fairy's Cave. He will give you the prescription. You need to take the prescription to King Zora in Zora's domain. You must have unfrozen him with the blue fire first, which you can get in a store from the Ice Cavern, and show it to him. He will then give you the Eyeball Frog. Now you need to quickly leave Zora's River and ride Epona to the laboratory at Lake Hylia. Remember, you do not warp or it will spoil automatically. Show the old man the Eyeball Frog after finding out that it's the eye drops, not dinner. He'll give you the eye drops. You then quickly take the eye drops back to Big Goron on the top of Death Mountain. Remember, you don't warp. Give them to him and he'll give you the claim check. Now, play the Sun Song several times and revisit him. If he says he's finished, give him the claim check and he'll give you the Big Goron Zor. I hope it helps, Paul.
However, can I add, this sword breaks frequently.
Yeah. I have my mind.
No, not really. The Master Sword is better.
Is it really good? Is it powerful, though?
Yes, very. It's very powerful.
No. You can't complete the game without it.
Is there any point in getting it, then?
Yes, because when you fight Ganon at the end, you can use that when he takes away your Master Sword.
Okay. I suppose everyone's played it within whoever's... Most people have completed it, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, it's only been out 8 years. You've had your time.
Well, I haven't. I can't...
I don't like the Shadow Temple. That's the only temple that I've almost pooed myself on.
Field. But anyway, we've really got to hurry this up because I've got to have my dinner as well. So, next we have This Week in Wild World, which I think this in about another week or so, this segment is going to die.
Can I go first?
So, Matt, do you...
Oh, yeah, sure. Tom goes.
Because I might have to go in a minute. well, this week.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I haven't been too active, just enough time to water turnips, shake trees. But today, I have sold half my belongings in the flea market, which was cool. Pretty good. And I bought some cool stuff as well. And I sold my paddling pool.
Oh, I want one of those.
I'll get you one from a shop.
Yeah. Is that your diary?
Yeah, that's well, my that's mine. Yeah. Sorry.
Cool. Right, okay, mine. Okay, I've been playing quite a lot this week. As everyone will know that plays it, it's flea market today. And I haven't finished like doing everything yet, but I've sold pretty much everything that I want to sell. I've been selling fossils, which are really good because you can sell them for like really high prices, like four times the buying price at Nook and stuff. And I've sold fish and things, but I haven't bought much yet because I haven't been to everyone's house and not everyone's been to visit me, so I've still got a few things left. My turnip price went up to 200 and something or other, so I sold all my turnips, and my friend also sold his, making a huge profit. And I was really annoyed because I saw a wishy last night, and I could have just easily pressed A, and I whacked X, and it just opens your inventory, and I missed it. But if it's clear again tonight, then I'll try and find another one, because they're really, really cool. So I was quite annoyed about that. I hit Pete the Pelican down, which is cool. He just talks to you. Yeah, and I've been doing all the normal stuff. I'm going to get my mansion soon. And tomorrow I am buying so many turnips. So that's my diary.
Okay, that's the end of this week in Wild World, because I've stopped playing. Because I've got like three other games that I'm playing now. Mm-hmm. So, the final one, Raichu's release date.
Okay. Raichu's release dates. So, starting off with DS releases. Yesterday, Metroid was released, and Pac-Man World 3, and Pokemon Link. On the 12th, Miss Spider, Harvest Time, Hop and Fly will be released for the DS in Europe. That is all for this week.
There's nothing well, for there the GBA, for but maybe this time next week we might be talking about Wii release dates.
Oh, yeah.
And just one more thing. People on the forums, vote for your least favourite.
You can't do that at the moment because the poll's
segment, not because we need to drop one of them out because the podcasts are just. I know, but
Tom,
when it is.
Tom, apologise. Okay, sorry everyone.
That was a really bad impression. So, anyway, we ought to be wrapping this up now.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so from...
Me, Rob! Me, sorry, Mike muted.
Ben!
Wait. Matt, you've got to do the email.
Oh yeah, email, of course. The email, if you don't already know, which of course you should, it is nintentalk@gmail.com. That is nintentalk at gmail.com. And Ben is going to sing his song for us, aren't you?
I'm not doing it now. I'll do it when you two have gone.
Okay.
How do you want me to do it now?
Do it now.
Okay, then. Right. I need the music. I'll have to do it. I'll have to, like, da-da-da-da it then. Okay, so. Dum, dum 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 now Link. I've started on the wrong part.
Okay, cool.
That's great. I'll do it later and I'll put it on the end.
Okay, cool.
Good idea.
Awesome. Me, Rob.
Okay, so, from me, Ben.
Me, Matt.
See ya.
See ya. 2 days. We'll be soon, E3. 3 days.
Bye. So, as usual, I'm recording this little bit at the end, which I seem to do every week now, because I've just finished editing the show. And... as promised, I have got to sing you the Legend of Zelda theme sung by Rabbit Joint. Yes, it's sung by Rabbit Joint, not System of a Down, even though everyone thinks it's sung by System of a Down. It isn't. So, here I go. Link, here come to town, come to save the Princess Zelda.
Ghana took her away. Now the children don't play, but they will when Link saves the day. Hallelujah! Now Link, fill up your hearts so you can shoot your sword with power. And when you're feeling all down, the fairy will come around, so you'll be brave and not a sissy coward. Now Link has saved the day, put Ganon in his grave. Now Zelda is free, and now a hero shall be a Link. I think your name shall go down into history.
And just so we don't get any lawsuit or anything like that, that song was The Legend of Zelda theme by The Rabbit Joint. And that was me singing it. Wasn't it good? Leave feedback on the forums about my amazing singing skills. Over and out.